Welcome back to the show whose rhythm is 8 to the bar. And now, our very own Cellar Dashboard Daddy, Griff.
Jeez, where does that come from? This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Dashboard Daddy? Who is your daddy? If you're like most eBay sellers, you probably got to... It's just that there's so many images that come into my mind.
You know? Yes.
The dashboard light. If you're like most eBay sellers, you probably got a wish list of equipment that could help you build your business. Audrey Tracy is community manager for eBay for Business. That means you actually manage the eBay for Business blog. We should be clear about that, right?
The blog, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
So it's not just community manager. You're the everything.
Yes, with some help.
She's the everything app.
The everything app, right? And Audrey's here to tell us about an exciting opportunity, especially for sellers. So Audrey, what are you announcing today?
So today I wanted to talk about the eBay for Business Build Your Business Sweepstakes, which we're running on our Facebook page right now.
Ooh.
And it is a sweepstakes that wants to reward sellers for things that they need for their business. So the idea is go to our Facebook page, find the Facebook post associated with the sweepstakes and tell us what your user ID is and what you want to build your business. So a lot of folks...
What you need.
Yes, yeah. What you need. A lot of folks are asking for cameras. Cameras are big in this sweepstakes
right now.
I'm
not surprised. Yeah.
Yeah. No, and I think it's great. People want to do great photos. They want to improve their photos. So it's wonderful. Cameras, photo equipment, printers, new laptops, things like that.
So why are you doing this?
Well, we would like to reward and thank our sellers. We realize that sellers need stuff, and some of this stuff is expensive. You know, the equipment to run a business is not cheap, and we'd like to kind of reward and thank sellers for doing a good job and help them improve their business.
I get it. So we talked about a little bit. Can you go into detail of how you enter this sweepstakes?
Yes.
It's ongoing, right?
Yeah. So it's running for 3 weeks in July, 2 weeks in August.
Good.
So keep your eye on the Facebook page. The sweepstakes starts Monday morning and ends Friday afternoon for each of those weeks that it runs.
Okay.
And entering is rather simple. You just go to the eBay for Business Facebook page, facebook.com/eBayForBusiness.
I'm going there now.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
And pinned to the top will be the post associated with the sweepstakes.
Ooh, there it is.
Find it. Read the instructions, because it's you know, it's a little tricky to enter, but read the instructions.
I'm reading it now.
And then go shopping on eBay. Find something that your business needs, up to a $500 value. Grab that link for that item and post it as a comment on our sweepstakes post alongside your user ID.
Is it just one item? What if I can find a selection that's up to 500?
Yeah, add them up.
Oh, add them up. Okay, so I'm going to get a whole photo studio. Oh, wait a minute. I'm an employee. I can't.
Sorry.
Darn it.
And I can't win.
I'm not an employee. But it would look funny, wouldn't it?
Yes,
it would look like
it would still look really funny. Yeah.
It would look really bad.
That is not on the up and up.
Use your moral clarity there.
Use my moral compass.
Yes, use that.
Lost mine.
So for those who can get in on this.
I'd like to find it. So what else do you want sellers to know about? This is very exciting, really. I mean, it's unusual.
Yeah, I think it's kind of fun, you know. We're sourcing things that sellers need from eBay. So I think it's kind of fun to have us, you know, reward people from eBay with items from eBay. It's all eBay all the time.
Because you know what the irony is, that you can't be into this. Can I tell people?
What's that?
Somebody walked in your house and took your business laptop.
I know. Somebody stole my laptop.
So you could really use a laptop.
You're
sure
kidding.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
She doesn't know. We'll probably all get together and buy her one.
No.
So are some people asking for laptops? What are they asking for?
Yeah.
Tell me what they're asking for.
A lot of cameras, a lot of laptops, photo equipment. In fact, we just picked a winner on Monday for last week's sweepstakes.
Oh, what did they win?
$500 worth of bubble wrap.
Oh, that's
brilliant.
That's great. Isn't that funny?
That is great.
I can't tell you who it is because we haven't officially notified
him. Or where the bubble wrap comes from, right?
Right, right. Mm. But this guy is asking for $500 worth of bubble wrap. So when we finally connect with him and send him the bubble wrap, I'm going to ask him for a photo because I want to see what $500 worth
of
bubble wrap
looks like. That's a hell of a... So I know bubble wrap a little bit. That's a lot of bubble wrap.
That's a lot of bubble wrap.
Jeez. Well, he'll have bubble wrap for a while. I wonder if he's planning to do with it. But this is the first winner.
Right. First winner was last week.
So and there'll be six winners.
Every week there's a winner?
Five winners.
We're doing, like I said, 2 weeks in July. I'm sorry, 3 weeks in July, 2 weeks in August.
Right. There you go. Sorry, I got that wrong.
One winner a week, right?
One winner a week. And so if you don't win on the first week, enter again on the second week.
And you can go, again, somebody's just tuned in. Where do you go to enter?
Facebook.com/eBayForBusiness.
Easy.
Yep, and the post associated with the sweepstakes will be pinned to the very top of the page.
I saw that again.
Yep.
Any unusual requests that you can tell us?
Let me think. A lapidary stone? Am I saying that right? For cutting jewels and gems?
Yeah, right.
Oh. So I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right.
Yeah, that's unusual.
There is a product that is a foam that will conform to the shape of the item. I forget what it's called.
It's called conforming shape foam.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah. Nailed it. Somebody wants $500 worth of that.
That's a lot of foam.
That's a lot of foam.
Although if you've ever seen it, you'd know why. Because there's packing kits where it's the stuff they use in insulation, that foam insulation stuff. And it's inside plastic. You spray it in, you put the item in. It doesn't stick to it, but it creates a packing case that's exactly like that.
And it's perfect for oddly shaped items.
That
or
are delicate.
Delicate, yeah, things like that.
Fragile.
Yeah. Some people want... items related to handmade stuff. So some people want kitchen equipment.
Oh.
Some people want like a sewing machine, things like that.
Sewing machine. I get that, yeah.
A lot of folks are tired of taking photos on their phone and they want to upgrade.
They want a camera.
To a great camera.
Yes. They can get a good camera for $500.
Mm-hmm.
And a really good camera.
Really good.
Because point and shoot cameras, which is what you should be looking at, really.
Hey, you have fun things on this Facebook page, eBay for Business. You're asking people to send in the most intriguing or appealing locale you ever shipped to, the most intriguing place that you shipped to. How about you, Griff? I just put mine in, which was Tasmania.
Ooh, good
they,
one.
They That's bought a doggy one. Ceramic from me.
You know, there's people. It's Tasmania is actually a civilized place. It's an island south of Australia.
Oh, it's gorgeous. And I looked it up. It was so much fun. They bought it from me, and I actually looked Tasmania up and saw the pictures of where this person lives and everything.
Any Tasmanian devils? That's what we know as kids.
That's the first thing I thought of.
I'm trying to Lee, what would you ask for if you were joining this? Which you're not going to enter.
A camera.
If you did, a camera, okay.
Probably. Or maybe camera equipment. I don't know. I may continue to use my phone.
Yeah.
But I would sure like to try it, you know, the very good A-plus way. So I'd probably ask for camera equipment.
Has anyone asked for label printers?
Yes. I forget what they're called. The
The Zebra is the most popular, I think. Yeah.
Yes. Quite a few of those.
Yeah, those are good. The LP2844, I think is what it is. I don't remember the number. I swear by that. So a thermal printer, that's a good one to have.
Workstations, people want big tables to work from.
Yes, big tables, yes.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I wish I had one myself.
Yeah, I've discovered that the best ones, I've bought two of them so far, are the there's something called a Lifestyle, I think, or Lifetime tables. I think you buy them on Costco, but you can get them for about the same price on eBay with free shipping. And there's one that's adjustable in height. It's about 2 by 4 feet. You can get a series of these, and the nice thing is they're not, you don't have to lean over them because you can make them higher. So tables, I'm trying to think. Did anyone ask for something outrageous that you couldn't? I mean, it was just a joke.
Somebody asked for a stripper pole.
Wait a minute. Now, there could be a reason.
There could be. Let's think of it.
Yep. To improve their business, really.
Well,
really?
They didn't ask for the stripper. They just asked for the pole.
What if they sell stripper outfits?
No. What if they're going to hang it vertically so they can use it as a clothing rack?
Exactly. Anyone, yes.
Stripper
That's
pole.
That's exactly how they were using it in the photo.
Did anyone ask for like shelving or hanging racks?
Yeah, a lot of like organization, a lot of almost like warehouse equipment.
Yes.
Shelving, work tables, things where you can actually spread out and, you know, get organized for shipping and packing, that sort of stuff.
What about like a whole shed?
No one's asked for the shed.
Well, no, don't laugh. The Tough Shed, I think you can, for $500, get a pretty good, almost big enough maybe to run a little business out of it. Cramped, but maybe, you know, if you've got space. A lot of us need storage space.
Yep.
I can verify.
Yep.
Try to think what else someone
might. For the people who feel like eBay is taking over their living room or their home. I see it every day.
It's so embarrassing.
Yeah. Get yourself a nice Tough Shed. Get yourself some shelves.
Yeah. There you go.
All that stuff. Hopefully eBay can buy it.
Well, this sounds like a fun one for you, too. You're having fun with this, right?
I am. I love to see what people want. I love to... people are putting up their user IDs, so I get to actually see what people are selling. Excuse me. You know, the quality of their photos and that sort of thing. So it's kind of fun to connect with the people. You know, I see some of the same people on my Facebook page every day. I know them by name, but I don't get to see their business. So it's really fun to see the business and see what they ask for.
So here's somebody asking for a Toshiba satellite. I'm looking at the post. First class forever stamps. They want 10 rolls of those. Lots of Canon Rebel cameras.
Mm-hmm. Next time I'm calling Canon and having them sponsor this.
Yeah, they should. Because that's the one that here's someone asking for an Nikon. The thing is, these people are asking, these are digital SLR cameras. They're good, but I think they're a bit much for, I mean, somebody here is asking for four of these six shelf things. That's what I'd ask for, I think. I'm trying, new box Panasonic Lumix. Oh, we love Lumix. An air compressor.
Yeah.
Why would someone need an air compressor?
I have no idea.
I can begin making my own parts.
It has something to do with that stripper pole.
No.
You take a compressor and you take...
Wait a minute.
And a blow-up doll. And then you simulate the whole thing. You're at a club and you're putting dollar bills in her fake panties. I begin making my own parts again. So he needs an air compressor to make what it is he sells.
Yeah.
A greenhouse kit. Oh, this is exciting. And someone here is asking for a storage shed, so I wasn't wrong. Anyway, Audrey, this is fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm excited. Thanks for the plug.
Our pleasure. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. Open phones, 888-723-4630. We come back with more of eBay Radio.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
You know what you want to do. Share your items with the world on social networks like Pinterest and Facebook. You want to get in front of that 1.5 billion people. Social Beacon from PageMage can help. Perhaps you don't know where to start, or maybe you did start but don't know what to do next, or even if it's working. As social media has grown, so has the research on what works for online sellers, and we are here to help. Built for marketplace sellers, new Social Beacon from PageMage lets you promote your listings on social networks, giving you real-time metrics so you'll know what works. Social Beacon saves you time with simultaneous and scheduled posts. And with Social Beacon's guidance, you'll be a successful social marketer and not a listing spammer. And it's free. You can share your first item in 5 minutes. To learn more about Social Beacon, go to PageMage.com. And did we mention it's free?
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.